A Prayer for Your Marriage by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate. Mark 10:6-9. The other night, my husband and I sat down to study the Bible together. I could sense the Father's pleasure as we read Scripture. The Word truly seemed as fresh as it did the first time we laid eyes on the pages of the Holy Book. To be completely honest, in the 10 years that we've been married, this has happened just a handful of times, but it's our goal to make it a top priority in the upcoming year. It must be such a wonderful sight to the Lord. Two of His children who've been made one through the beauty of marriage, longing to seek truth together. He so wants our eyes to be illuminated with revelations straight from heaven. I say all of this not to make it sound like we're perfect or have it all together, but to encourage you to fight for this amazing honor within your marriage. I can almost guarantee that the enemy does not want you to read the Bible with your spouse. He'll throw every distraction and obstacle your way so that you never make this a priority in your life together as a couple. It's so important for you to seek God's Word on your own spiritual journey, but it's also crucial for your spiritual health to be strengthened as a couple, since you and your spouse have been unified as one. As Mark chapter 10 reminds us, but from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother to be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate. Knowing you and your spouse were made a team in this life, reading and studying God's Word is like spiritually preparing and exercising for those moments when the devil will inevitably send attacks your way. He won't be able to withstand two children of God with two swords of the Spirit, ready to cut down his lies. You both have the Word of Truth sown in your hearts because you've taken the time to meditate and discuss it out loud. You've gained wisdom and understanding of God's great and precious promises. The devil doesn't stand a chance against you both. And with Jesus in the middle of your marriage, he is severely outnumbered. I know life can get busy. And if you have children, there never seems to be enough hours in the day. But I urge you, make the time to study God's Word together. I'm so excited to see what God's going to do in my marriage now that my husband and I have decided to incorporate this into our life together. Just like the day we said I do to the spiritual union we're continuing to build, seeking God's truth will be a beautiful reminder to him that his children say yes to a life pursuing him together every single day. Let's pray together. Father, I lift up my marriage to you today, asking that you would give us a fresh hunger for seeking your truth, both individually and as a couple. Reveal to us just how incredible the experience of gaining wisdom and understanding of your word really is, and how much it will strengthen our walk with you as a couple. I pray our marriage will become divorce-proof, and will stand so mighty against the fiery darts of the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.